Hello, it's AFQ Football. It's AFQ Football on a lovely Monday night, and I'm joined by Steve Graves, by Harry O'Prior, and by Paul Hogan. Hopefully, at some point, by Cathy Long as well. We've all just realised no one's got Cathy's phone number, but I have emailed her, so hopefully she'll find me on a junk and come and join us. But if not, I've got a lovely room, and thanks to you guys, the subscribers, I've got some lovely, lovely questions as well. Lots of ones very topical, a few ones a little bit of fun, and a few people just want us to talk about Steven Gerrard again, which I'm going to try and avoid because I feel like I do Gerrard as manager every week. but who knows? Who knows? I might come on to it should the demand arise. Quite a few, though, and we're going to start talking about this idea of football fans in grounds. You may or may not have seen the announcements around coming out of lockdown and the idea of different tiers, and that also involving different numbers of people in grounds. So basically, if we or anywhere else goes into a tier three, there was a talk about 1,000 people in the ground for that. Tier two is 2,000, or if Liverpool can somehow claw their way into tier one, there'll be 4,000 people allowed in grounds to watch. What have you made of this, Steve? You're a newsman.
Yeah, we've been covering it today, obviously. I think the numbers are so small. I think it's going to be hard to see whether it's worth it for Premier League clubs to try and come up with a system to sort of fairly distribute 2,000 tickets to get into Anfield or any sort of top level ground. It's going to be a drop in the ocean for them financially. I think it's a potential lifeline for clubs from maybe sort of League Two to the National League down. I think that could be really important, obviously, to get those kind of numbers in through the door. I think that given that it's kind of a temporary measure, and also given that by the nature of football, clubs are concentrated in urban areas, and urban areas are disproportionately going to probably be in Tier Three, and across. Places like the West Midlands and the North East, looking like that, if you look at the case numbers and look at what's likely to happen, with London's cases growing as well. I just don't know. We're going to have to wait and hear, I guess, from the clubs and whether they'll be able to do it individually or whether that, it'll probably be agreed on a Premier League basis level, whether they'll actually look to take advantage of this. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a given. By the time show goes out, there may be a statement and people will know a little bit more. But just on the face of it, I'm not sure it's going to be massively worth it for football clubs of the scale and with the stadium the size that we're looking at and hoping to get it to come up with a way of doing this that doesn't A, annoy everybody, and B, probably cost them more than it will actually bring in for them.